Now, the continuation between the earlier Prokim and Perek Mem Aleph is in the following. That the last Prokim dealt with the fact that mitzvah is done without Ahav and Yira, are loy parchas le'elah. They're not taken upstairs. So now, we're going to talk about some, we're going really back down to premises and basic and more basic stuff, and that is the mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs of Ahava and Yira? What does that mean? What is love? What is fear? And how does the role? What's the role that they play? So Perek Mamal. Biram, however, Tzarech Lias Lizikaron Tamid. We need to always remember Reishis Ha'Avoda, the beginning of service, Ve'ikra V'Sharsha, and the main purpose. So it's interesting. It's the beginning. And it's the end. It's the beginning of Avedis Hashem in the end. Page 111. Got it? V'hu, ki av sh'ayiru hu shayrish l'sur meira. Even though, generally speaking, we say that fear, when you categorize fear, so generally the Svarim say that fear is the source of avoiding all the negatives. Love is the source of doing all the positives, right? That's how generally we categorize Ahava leads a person to do the positive mitzvahs. Yira keeps a person away from doing the negative. So he says, V'hu ki avsha yira hu shayrish l'sur meira. Even though generally speaking, fear, awe, is the source to keep a person away from doing evil. V'ahava. And love is the source, l'va'aseh toiv, to doing good. Afal pi kein. Despite that, we must remember, it is inadequate to use strictly love when it comes to doing good. Meaning, using Ahavas Hashem as the sole motivation for doing what's right is inadequate. Ulepachos, and at least minimally, each of us is obligated to awaken within ourselves the inborn natural yira, the natural fear, which is concealed in the heart of every Jew, that which prevents us from rebelling against the King of Kings. Canal. What does it mean to awaken that which is concealed? What is that all about? What does that term mean? So he explains, "Shetehei bihiskalus liboy, that it come out in a revealed way, oy meichai, or one's brain, al kalpanim." Meaning, the best thing would be if somehow we could generate emotional awe, emotional fear, but at least intellectual fear. Dehainu, that means liz bainin b'machshavtei al kalpanim, at least to ponder the thought. Of what? Gidulas Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umalchus Ein His Kingdom, Asher Hu Malchus Kol Olam, which is the kingdom of all the worlds, Al Yoinim V'Tachtonim, those above and those below. And in addition to that, V'Iyum Emala Kol Am V'Sovev Kol Am, and He who, it is He who encompasses and suffuses all the worlds. That's how the Baal Tanya describes the mitzvahs asay in those psukim, those are not chassidish psukim, those are psukim in the Torah. And he defines that what it means is that a person is obligated to ponder to the extent that we have the ability to ponder the infinite nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have that obligation. And it's an incredible omission in our chinuch system. That it's not taught. We teach Gemara, we teach Allah, we teach all kinds of things. We don't teach about God. And he says it's a tzivui, it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. You need to be able to ponder the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukemei shiksiv, like the Pasuk says, Halayas HaShemayim V'Saharetz Ani Malei. After all, I suffuse heaven and earth. And now that we know that about God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu neglects, he leaves behind all the heavenly spheres and all the angels above, And what does he care about? He makes it very clear in his Torah that what he cares about is Klal Yisrael and its performance of mitzvahs. Ve'olav befrat. And not just Klal Yisrael, but after all, God cares about me. He's concerned with me. Ki chayiv adam, he quotes the Chazal, chayiv adam loyma b'shvili nivra ilam. Every one of us is obligated to declare, to believe, that the world was created for me and my mitzvah performance. The whole world was created, all of its history, all of its destiny, for my putting on tefillin, for my krishma. Then, v'hu gam hu, and because of this, mikabel olav malchusay, the person accepts upon himself the yoke of heaven, liyos melech olav, to be king over him, ula avde, and to serve him, v'lasis ritzoyne, and to do his will, b'chol mine avedas eved. Notice the terminology here. Not the service of love of a son, but avedas eved. Yira is always associated with avdus. Slavery. Servitude is a better word, not slavery, servitude. Now, vihine. Now, again, we're still describing what is contained in the mitzvah of yira. Vihine Hashem nitzavolov. Hashem stands over him, umali kolaretz kivaydai. And the entirety of the world is suffused with his presence. Umabit olav, and Hashem watches him. Uboichin kloyes v'leiv, and he inspects our spiritual kidneys and heart. Imav dekeroi, are we serving him appropriately to the best of our ability? V'alkein, up on the top now of page 112. V'alkein tzorech l'avod lefanav, and for this reason we need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emo b'yira, with trembling and with fear. Ka'imid lifnei ha-melech. What's the imagery? The imagery needs to be not some general thing, God's out there and I'm here. Ka'imid lifnei ha-melech. The imagery needs to be, I am standing right now in the presence of the king. V'yamik b'machshav azu. And we need to entrench, this is so foreign to us. We need to entrench our minds in this thought. V'yarech ba. And actually to sit and ponder it, to the degree that we have the ability to ponder anything, it's at least 30 seconds, they say. And let's be realistic, it also is dependent upon how much time we have, how much free time we have, to think about this before we sit down to study a mitzvah, or before we perform a mitzvah. For example, let's take an example, he says. Before, the first one was before we sit down to learn. The second one is before we put on our talis and our tefillin. And we should ponder. Now, what do we think about before mitzvah? Or before limudat Torah? So he says, what we should be thinking about before we sit down to learn, in addition to what he mentioned before. Here is step two. Eich she'orein tzayv baruch hu ha'sayv of kolam, and this incredible infinite energy of Hashem that encompasses all the worlds. Umemali kolam, and it suffuses all the worlds. Hu ratzon elyon. This is the highest desire, right? Hashem's chachma. Hu mulovish ba'isiyas v'chachmas ha'Torah. What am I about to learn? I'm sitting down to study Torah. What's Torah? Meaning, stop taking everything for granted. We need, when we sit down to learn the Shtikla Gemara, we need to ponder for a minute before we start that what we're about to do is ingesting into our being the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's contained in His Chachma, as we learned the other time, that Hashem and His Chachma are one. So when we're sitting down to learn, we're ingesting godliness. That should carry a person to a new appreciation for his Torah. So it's not just the general, God is interested in me. Yes, God is interested in me, that's step one. Step two is, I'm about to do a mitzvah. And in that mitzvah is contained the Chachmas Hashem. Or let's say, Abit Tzitzis U'Tvilin, Elo. Or I'm sitting down, I'm about to perform the mitzvah of Tzitzis and Tvilin, Uba Kriyosai, Uba Levishosai, and by my studying Torah, or by my putting on my Talis and Tvilin, Hu Mamshech Eiri Yisbaruch Olav, I'm drawing Hashem's presence upon myself now. What's going to happen here? I'm connecting my infinite neshama, which is in my body, to be one, to be nullified to Hashem's infinite energy. V'derech prat, and in a more specific way, b'tfilin, to nullify, to connect my wisdom, my understanding, and my godly soul with the wisdom and the bina of the infinite, that are contained in a very specific way in these parshias that are in my tefillin. What does that mean, to nullify my wisdom? Dehainu. He explains, that I'm not going to utilize my wisdom and my understanding. I'm going to commit that my mind and my understanding will be used exclusively for Hashem's sake. What's more, to nullify and include the third level, which is Das, that contains in it Chesed Negvura, Shem Yirvihava, that they are the things that we're speaking about here, fear and love, Shebelibai, that are in my heart, Bibchinas Das Elyon. And I'm going to connect that with the higher Das, HaKoyla Chesed Negvura, that we know contains in it the godly Chesed Negvura, which are Malovish Paparshas Shema and Vahim Shemaya. So tefillin isn't just wrapping these boxes on my arm and on my head. Tefillin is about understanding that there's all kinds of things going on when I'm putting on my tefillin, and that there's a correspondence that's going on between me and my energies and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the energy that are emanating from Him. Ubatifas tzitzis. So now this is the third level, meaning there's level number one is God exists and He takes interest in us. Level two is that in every mitzvah is contained the godly energy. Number three is in each and every specific mitzvah there are all kinds of specific things that I should be focusing on. And when it comes to putting on tzitzis, one should have in mind, like the Zohar says, laham shechol of malchus yisbarach, to draw upon him Hashem's malchus, asheri malchus kolei lomim, which is the kingdom of all of the worlds, liach da'aleinu ayidei mitzvah zu, to unify it, to make it one upon us with this mitzvah. V'hu ki'inyan, and that is the concept of soim tosim alecha melech. The Torah says, appoint upon yourself, coronate upon yourself a king. Meaning that the action of mitzvahs is a personal coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon myself. That's what an action is. It's a personal, individual coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Ve'azai, and if we follow through on this, and we can ponder these things for a moment, Af im b'chol zois, even if we don't experience a tremble, a moment of fear in an emotional way, due to the fact that I am accepting upon myself Hashem's kingdom, and I am accepting upon myself Hashem's awe, albeit it is intellectual, it's not emotional, I'm not trembling, I'm not shaking in my boots, but at least intellectually I'm bringing up that I should be shaking if I really appreciated what was going on. And we need to understand, every time, the Rishonim write this yet, every time we do a mitzvah, it's an act of coronation. Why? Because just as the word mitzvah is, I am fulfilling a command, command suggests a commander. My fulfillment of the commandment of the commander is the most powerful way to accept upon oneself Malchus Shemayim. That's the clearest declaration of, I'm your soldier, God. The proof is, I'm doing your will. Okay, so that's what happens with each individual mitzvah.
related to nullification?
He said earlier, the bittul is nullification of my own agenda. I'm setting aside my agenda before Hashem's agenda. So the Kabbalah zu yamitis b'dishum safik, this accepting upon myself is absolutely true. How do I know? It's the greatest proof. Shari uteva nafshes kol Yisrael, because that is the nature of every Jew. Shalei limreid b'melech hakodesh, not to rebel against the Holy King. Hari atoyrish shalomit, and as a result of the contemplating of this concept before we learn, before we do a mitzvah, then this Torah that I learned, oya mitzvah she'ose machmas kabbalah zu, or the mitzvah that I perform due to the fact that I am now accepting upon myself Hashem's yoke, umachmas hamshachas hayirish shebemoicha, and because of the actual drawing this awe, this fear, intellectually, then nikras b'shem avodah shleima. This is called a complete service, meaning it is a service as if it was done with total and complete emotional fear and love. K'chol avodah sa'eved la'adonai, up to the top of Nun Zayin, like every service of a servant to his master, umalka, and his king. And even if we're not emotionally there, the fact that we are awakening the internal yira that exists in every Jew, it is considered a complete and total avdus. However, Masha Enkin, this is not the case. Im loyme de mikayim a mitzvah bi'ahava levada, when a person fulfills a mitzvah only with love exclusively, k'dei ledavka bai, what's our interest? What does love mean? That means that I want to cleave to Hashem. But we have to remember that every love begins with a capital I. I want to cleave. Whereas Yira is based on the subject of the Yira.
So he's kind of taking the opposite approach from what he said before. Earlier said.
In a certain way. Meaning there's a primary and there's a secondary. Umikayim mitzvah ahava levada, meaning if a person only performs the mitzvah with love, without any fear, k'dei ladav kabay, in order to cleave to him, ayidei Torah, also mitzvah, to cleave to him through the Torah mitzvahs, then ein nikras b'shem avodas ha'eved, that's not considered avoda of a servant. What's the problem with that? Who says it has to be? Why can't I just do a mitzvah? Why does it have to be the service of a servant? So he says, because the Torah itself says, all of this is about Aveda. It's about service. It also says, you need to serve him like a servant. And that requires Kabbalah soil. That requires Yira. Like the Zohar explains, like an axe, the Avinaleya oil, a first you place upon him a yoke, b'kadmeisa, at the beginning, at the outset, begin la'afokim in etav la'alma, in order to get goodness into the world. Hochinami says the Zohar, it's tarich libarnash, it is necessary for a human, l'kabolo, oleil, oil, malchus, shamayim, b'kadmeisa. We have to begin each day by accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. V'ihaylo yishtakich gabei, we must accept, we must understand that if there is no Kabbalah's oil, le'sharia be'kedusha, there is no Kedusha. There cannot be, the Kedusha of Hashem will not rest upon his mitzvahs. Shekol Adam, because every person, tzarech liyais b'shtei b'chines u'madregas, on two levels, ve'im b'chines evet u'b'chines ben. We need to be servants, we need to be children. Ve'avdi yesh ben shugam ken evet, even though there is a ben which is also an evet, he says, don't deceive yourself. Service needs to happen. You need to go first. You got to walk before you learn how to run.
So Yira and an Avdus is prior.
So Yira is the beginning, is entry level. It's considered Yira Tatal that he'll describe later. But that's entry level Yira. Now.
But is he saying that Yira is somehow prerequisite and lower than Ahava?
Yeah, he's saying that that's the entry. Yes, he's saying you got to have both of them at least at the outset, even if it's a lower form of Yira. And he goes back and just reiterates, "Vini af mi shigam b'moichu machshavtei enoi margeshum Yira busha." He says, I want to reiterate, I don't want anybody walking away from this saying, it doesn't work, guys. I can't generate any yira. Even if a person cannot generate any feeling of shame, awe, fear, mipnei p'chisis erech nafshay, because we have a lowly soul, mimkar chetzava, I just got a bad, you know, I got a bad soul, mimadregis tachterim, the sweetest asiya, I got, you know, a lower soul, and therefore I can't feel. Afalpikein, nonetheless, meyach Hashem ischaven ba'avidosei, because our intent in service is kidei laved as hamelech, in order to serve the king, that I'm telling you, harezu avoida gemura, that is a perfect avoida. Ki ayira va'avoida nachshavis l'shtei mitzvis b'minyan taryag. Fear and service are considered two independent mitzvahs. There's a machlokes rishonim, ve'emak v'zuazu. They're not interdependent, meaning there does not need to be an emotional feeling. Ve'oid, what's more? Shebe'emes mikayim gam mitzvahs yira. It's the fact is that a person fulfills the mitzvah of yira b'mashemamshecha, yira b'machshavta, even if it's only intellectual, ki b'shav v'regezu al kaponim, because at least at that moment that the person is actively pondering his Kabbalah's oil, at least at that moment, v'ra shemayim alav, the fear of heaven is upon him al kaponim, ki m'ri basav v'dam, it's at least as good as, I hope nobody else sees what I'm doing. Now, where do we know that that has any value? Ki m'ri sha'amar, Hadid Lepachas, at least another person, Shein Melech, even a person who's not a king, Hamabit Alav, who's watching us, we wouldn't go do certain things if anybody else was watching us, right? So at least at the moment that we're thinking about the fact that there is a God, we wouldn't do things that we wouldn't want somebody else to see us do. How do we know that there's any value to that? He says, I'll prove to you that that's called Yira. Brings it as an proof. The Gemara tells us, told his students, may it be Hashem's will that your fear of heaven will be as good as the fear of other people. Teidu, says Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. You should know. When a person does a sin, he says, I hope nobody sees me doing it. He says, however, I'm not telling you that you should remain there. Rakshi yira zu nikras yira tata. That's called a lower form of yira. Of yiras chait, and it's the fear of sin. Shekaydemus lechachmas, and that has to precede one's wisdom. V'yira yila, a higher form of yira hu yiras baishas, that's going to be called the fear of shame. The is yira is yira. There are two levels of yira. Page 114. Avol b'li yira klal, but without any form of fear, leparcha la'ela, it will not be elevated above be'ahava levada, with just love itself. And again, using the same mashal, k'may sha'if en yachal efrayah b'knaf echad, no bird can fly one wings. So if the wing, the only wing that we have is love, and there's no fear, the bird cannot fly. D'dechil v'rechimu hein trei gadvin, because fear and love are two wings. He says, similar, the fear itself is one wing. The mitzvah cannot ascend with it. Even though it is considered the service of a slave, of a servant, there needs to be, in addition to that, the level of a child, to arouse within us the internal, natural love, akalpanim, amsuteres believer, that's concealed in each of our hearts, shetehe bizgalas moichi akalpanim, there too, that it should also be at least revealed intellectually, meaning, lizkar avos el Hashem echad, to remember our love to one God, b'machshavta, in our thoughts, u'biritzoina, and in our will, v'davka b'yisbach, to cleave to Hashem. Finally, last, this is where we're going to conclude now, V'zois tia kavanose, this should be the person's intent, be'esek ha-toyro ha-mitzvah, when we study Torah or perform a mitzvah, what's the goal? L'dov kaboy navshay olekis v'achiyunis l'vushayim kanal. Going back to what you said before was a contradiction, no, it's not a contradiction, that's the ahava component, which is to cleave to Hashem with our godly soul, and our animal soul, and all of its expressions, kinis ba'alel. So it requires two things. It requires yira, which is to contemplate that we don't want to rebel, that we're accepting upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. It requires the desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the two components that must be involved in the performance of each and every mitzvah. Next week, we will do it on the form of mitzvah.